And this evening, as we come to the close of our time of thanksgiving, I trust that it will set a tone for us throughout the course of this week, and especially on Thursday, when in our families and with friends we gather together to give God thanks. But I want us to think upon these verses right at the end of the psalm. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. Thanksgiving here is put into the context within just a couple verses of that text, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. I was reading today of one of his saints who died yesterday in Somalia at the hands of Muslim rebels, a man who had converted from Islam to Christianity and paid for it with his life. His head was hacked off, his body was split down the middle, and he was left on the beach to be found by fishermen. He died with the only witnesses present, other Muslims who in their bloodthirsty rage against Christ gathered together to witness this barbarous murder. It reminded me of many others through history who have in similarly barbarous fashion been dispatched from this world. And we are told that their deaths are precious in God's sight. And when we come to think of the sacrifice of thanksgiving, we think of the testimony of those who were about to die, who gave God praise for every element of his mercy. Hard to comprehend. But I want you to think, and I'll just leave these thoughts with you as we come to the close this evening, I want you to think this evening about what we give to God when we give thanks. What we give to God when we give thanks. Just a few simple thoughts, and I trust for the grace of God that I may be preserved from expounding too much upon any one of them. But first, let us say we give our complete submission to our sovereign Lord. When we give God thanks, we are saying God is sovereign. We heard testimony tonight to the goodness of God, to the mercy of God. And overarching those things is this great truth. God is sovereign. God is in control of all the details, the little day-by-day details of our lives. We've heard testimony tonight concerning the birth into this congregation of little Elise Nicole and how we give God thanks for her. God's sovereignty was in control of all of those circumstances. We didn't know that such a blessing would be ours when we met in this service a year ago. But here it is. And God in His sovereign purposes has brought it to pass. We give our complete submission to our sovereign Lord when we give thanks to Him. When we give thanks from our hearts. We cannot give thanks unless we give thanks to Him. So those in this time of the year who speak in such a generally vague way, the vaguer the better it seems, about some thing for which they're thankful. Whenever I hear that, if I hear it on the radio or some other way, I find myself wanting to say, to who? You're thankful to who? To yourself? To some other person? What are we taught? Every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above. Let us submit ourselves to our sovereign Lord in giving thanks and acknowledging, as we have heard tonight, He is good. He is good all the time. The second thought I would say is that when we give thanks to God, we give the pledge of all that we have for His glory. Thanksgiving is not about rationing things out. Thanksgiving is about saying we are committing all to God's glory. Our life, whatever substance God gives to us, recognizing that it may be different for us than for others, not to make it a cause of pride or of envy. But whatever God has given to us, this was the Puritan ethic, whatever God has blessed you with, use it for the needs of your family. But beyond that, remember God has given it to you so that you may advance the cause of His kingdom for the promotion of His glory. We pledge all that we have. And the third thought, when we give God thanks, we give our allegiance to all His purposes. We don't always know what the will of God is, but we give thanks when we say, "Thy will be done." That is what Jesus taught His disciples to pray. When you pray, say, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." So when we give thanks, we are saying to our God, we give our allegiance to all of Your purposes. The ones that we understand and the ones that we don't understand. We give our allegiance to them. So that Jesus Himself is our great example in the Garden of Gethsemane. Would say, "Nevertheless, not my will, but Thine be done." This, I suppose, is one of the hardest parts about giving thanks. It's because there are some times when some severe trials come. Think of the pilgrims in that first winter. Two or three of them sometimes dying on a single day. My, that would be hard. I thought often of the case of the woman of whom I read, whose two little children, 1 2 and 1 4, were swept away from her during the awful events from Hurricane Sandy. She was trying to save them from the raging floodwaters, and the water was so powerful that they were snatched from her grasp. And they found their bodies later. And that was hard. I would say that's something from which that woman will have a very difficult task recovering, if ever. But there was a purpose of God to it. We don't know what it was. But if we say that God is good, then we give our allegiance to all His purposes. Whatever His purposes are for His country, for our country, whatever His purposes are for our church here locally, or for our denomination, or for the church at large, whatever His purposes are, we give our allegiance to those things in such a way that we seek to be faithful to God's command. That we stand with Christ, that we bear His reproach in the midst of a world that despises Him. The fourth thing that we give to God when we give thanks is we give ourselves up to waiting on His provision. Sometimes we have very painfully proved such things. And no doubt will continue to do so. It's often a temptation of the devil for us to dwell inordinately about how things are going to be provided that we think we will need, whether now or in the future. But let us remember what the Lord taught His disciples. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I think there are many times we lose sight of that. We can say, to a very great extent, God has blessed this land, certainly far beyond the way in which He has other lands. It is in a singular way, I believe, because of the heritage of the preaching of the Scriptures in this land. But He has blessed this land for the purpose that it may be an instrument in spreading the word of the gospel to many other places around the world. But whatever we need personally, we come to give God thanks. I remember when Mary and I were first married, the first year of our marriage, we were both graduate assistants. And I think the GAs do a little better in these days than they did in those days. In those days, we were just glad that our education was being paid for. And the first year, those who were in their first year as graduate assistants were paid a stipend, it was called, that was in the amount of $50 a month. And there were taxes deducted from that. We had to file to get those back eventually. No problem getting them back, of course, but nevertheless, I remember that at the end of our first year of marriage, I was going to be joining the faculty in the following year. During the summer, we were working at jobs on the campus, but there were a few weeks there where we didn't have hardly anything at all. We would devise ways of doing our laundry that would be considered to be a little bit primitive. But we had sometimes, you know, not even a dollar or two between us. So, but even in those days, we had to give ourselves up to wait on God's provision. And that is what we do when we come to give God thanks. We give ourselves up to wait on His provision. That's true for us individually. It's true in our families. It's true in our churches. Whatever it is God pleases to provide, we give Him thanks and praise Him for His great blessing upon us. And then, the last thing. We give Him our love and our loyalty unto death itself. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. And I think about my mother-in-law again in this connection. Her experience was that God enabled her to retain consciousness until the very last moment of her life in this world. That doesn't always happen. In fact, in many cases, it doesn't. But in her case, it did. But I believe that there at the end, in the midst of her suffering, she was one whose love and loyalty was given unto the Father and given unto the Son. When we give thanks, that's what we do. We come to say, Lord, we love You. We will be true to You until the very end. Whatever that cost will be, it will be true to the very end. This is what it means to be thankful. This is what it means to give God thanks. And that's why the psalmist says in verse 17, I will offer to Thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. It is a sacrifice. We saw this morning that those who brought the peace offerings, they brought them to kill them. They could hold nothing back. There would be nothing that they would get as a result of it. They did it as an act of joyful praise unto God. That's what we come to do. We come to give God praise. May God be pleased to bless you, each one, to give you a very happy Thanksgiving season, to cause you to reflect upon His goodness and mercy, whatever the circumstances of your life are or may have been, or will be. I trust that it will be a time for you of reflecting on this great truth of which we've heard testimony tonight, that God is good. Let us give Him the sacrifice of thanksgiving.